Kilayim Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet Hamadla Es Hagefen Al Mixas Ilan Meichel. So a person trains his vine on top of a portion of now a fruit bearing tree. So let's say he puts it on top of an apple tree. Mutter Lahavi Zera Al Tachas Amoyser. So in this case, unlike a tree that does not bear fruit, a fruit-bearing tree is something choshev in its own right, and it doesn't become batel, it doesn't become subservient to the vine. Therefore, if a person trains the vine on top of the tree, so only under the mosar, which is the other parts of the tree, that's mutter. But the Mishnah Sharni points out, however, under the actual vine that's resting on this fruit-bearing tree, you're obviously showing that you want that part of the tree to support the vine. So that small area becomes part of the vine, and under that becomes usser. So the question actually becomes, does that whole branch, let's say he rests the vine under that branch. So we understand that a fruit-bearing tree, the rest of the tree is mutter, unlike a non-fruit-bearing tree. But maybe that branch that he rests on, although the vine is only on a small portion of the branch, some hold, we're going to see soon, that the whole branch becomes usser. But in any event, the rest of the tree, one is allowed to plant other things under the rest of the tree, and it's not kilayim. V'mhilich echadosh. However, if the vine grows new offshoots, yachsirenu, then you should, in this case, the Rav learns, it means the new part that grew, pull it to the side, or move it away, and then the Rav says, you can then plant in that same spot. Now, it's different than the previous mission that the Taisis Antiv points out, because here we're saying, imhilich achadosh is when something is not planted underneath it, meaning, you're just looking at this tree, and you see new offshoots sprout out, and it says, yachsireno, so turn those aside, and then you can plant. In the previous Mishnah, it was imhilich achadosh when something was already planted under it. If it grew 1/200th, you have to uproot it. So it's a little different. So there's a maisa that Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yishmael in a place called Kfar Ozes, a village of Ozes, and Rabbi Yishmael, seeing Rabbi Yeshua come, he had a question for him, and he showed him a vine that was trained and resting on part of a fig tree. Amarlo, he said to him, Rabbi Yishmael said to Rabbi Yeshua, Ma'ani lo havi zer al tachas ha-maiser, am I allowed to plant underneath the rest of the fig tree? Amarlo mutter, so he said to him, it's mutter, because it's a fruit-bearing tree, and only the part that it's on becomes usher to plant underneath, but the rest of the tree is something choshev by its own right, and it doesn't become bottled to the vine, and you're allowed to plant under it. Ve'lo misham lebeis ha-menagnia. And then Rabbi Shmuel took Rabbi Yeshua to the base of Menagni, it's the name of a place. And then he showed him a vine that was resting and being trained on part of a beam, the Sadan Shal Shikma, and it's a stump of a sycamore tree, Uboy Kairis Harbe. And on it, it had many beams. So on the sycamore tree, there were many beams, whether it was actually a portion of the sycamore tree that they cut off and made into a stump, and then from that stump, beams grew, which is interesting how that works, or it was actually just beams that were, I guess, planted into the stump of a sycamore tree, but they weren't really connected to the ground, I guess, and they were just touching each other. And the question was, like the Tiferes Yisrael learns, that even though they're touching each other, do you still say that each one is independent? So he said to him, Amar lo, tachas akar zo aser, only underneath this beam that you're resting the vine on, only that is aser, vashar mutter, but the rest of it is mutter. So the Rav says, again, that Rabbi Shua was telling him that I look at every single beam as if it's its own tree. So the question is what is a sycamore tree? So the Taisis Yontif asks, the Rav said that a sycamore tree, it's wild, it grows wildly in the forest and produces some wild figs, like we had the Rav in the beginning of the Masechta. And we know that when you have a fruit-bearing tree, we just said that the vine only ossers part of it, not the rest of a tree. But the question would be, if it's an Ilan Meichel, if it's a fruit-bearing tree, in the end, why did he osser under, even though it's not osser under any of the other beams, why under any other part of the beam that he's resting on it's osser? We just said that an Ilan Meichel, a fruit-bearing tree, like an apple tree, only where the vine is resting on is it osser, but it's not osser to plant under the rest of the tree. So too here, the Rav just said each beam is looked at as its own tree, so great. But it should only be osser under the part of the beam that it's resting on. But if there's any other part of the beam, it shouldn't be osser. And it sounds like, from the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yeshua ossered anywhere under this beam that it's resting on. So you can say two ways. You could say, the Taisis Yontif says, that a sycamore tree is actually a shiloh, although it does bear fruit, since it grows wildly, it's usually grown, like the Rav says, for its wood. And therefore, because it's grown for its wood, it becomes buttle to the vine. So regarding to being buttle to a vine, it's not considered a fruit-bearing tree. And therefore, Rabbi Shu was telling him that the whole beam is usser. You can actually learn a different way, that even if it is called an Ilan Meichel, even if it's totally, it grows figs and it's a fruit-bearing tree, So if so, if why do you ask for the whole beam? So like we said earlier, that the Rambam actually says this, that on the fruit-bearing tree, if you're leaning a vine over it, although the rest of the tree, like it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, does not become usser, we mentioned that that very branch that the vine is resting on, that whole branch becomes usser. So we're almost looking at this beam as one branch. So you're not allowed to plant underneath any of the beam. So now it would work out, even if a sycamore tree is considered a fruit-bearing tree, that the whole beam, it's usher to plant over under the whole beam, and that's why Bishua said it's usher. But the rest of the beams, vashar mutter, they're all mutter to plant under.